We're going to keep moving down the agenda. We have number 8, leadership graduation. We've already heard about. Now we'll see Mr. Emmett Kaiser come up here and help with that. And I believe the secretary might be assisting as well. Director Van Meterman, are you going to be announcing the name?
I will kick this off, and then we're going to have Tori speak just briefly, and then we're going to let Emmett close it up. So Emmett and I have been doing this for a long time.
Long time.
Right, buddy?
Yeah.
Other things too. Yeah, and it's been fun. This is our fourth class that we're bringing to you folks today. We're excited about this. We've had approximately 76 students go through this over the years. And we started this program in 2018 with our consultant, Lumen Consulting. Tori, wherever she is, come up in a little bit here. We've had just a great partnership with them. And Tori has really been the face of the program throughout those years. She has other staff that has helped her come and go in the class, but she has consistently been there. You know, what do folks learn when they go through this program? This program, first of all, is like any kind of leadership program. This begins with a self-awareness about yourself, what skills you have, what your style is, and understanding yourself. That's key. Secondly, you know, understanding other leadership styles and the differences and how everybody leads a little differently. And then lastly, how organizations run and managing change, everything from mission and vision statements to just understanding the process of working for a large organization like Gamefishing Parks. Our goal is to create a pool of future leaders. This is all about successions planning, and we've had some wonderful success stories, some that are right up here on the front of this table, or were. Chad's gone now. I don't know where he went, but anyway. It's been fun. It's a blast to work with these people, and I'm gonna let Tori come up here and say a few things, and then we'll let Emmett close it up.
What would you like me to say?
You know how to talk, so you can say whatever you want to.
Well, I first of all have to admit I'm from Minnesota. Despite that, when we came out a few years ago to interview with these folks, I think we found right away that we were a good match for the needs of Gamefishing Park in terms of assisting you all in identifying, because being in the program is competitive, so identifying possible future leaders of your organization and helping you to sort of achieve that vision of providing them. Certainly they all are leaders with their technical skills, but to help them intentionally become leaders of people. A lot of your folks are scientists, outdoors folks, maybe not as much of a people as some folks we know. Some of them, of course, naturally are, but it's just been a lot of fun helping them to understand the strengths that they already have and to understand additional strengths that they can develop, both in themselves and intentionally in other folks. This year's class was quite diverse. We had 17 or 18 folks total from both wildlife side, parks and recreation side, administration, I think, depending on how you count Jody, and also from the conservation officers. So one of the things that we do at the end of the leadership program is ask folks to report out on their individual leadership action plans. At the beginning of each program year, folks identify a leadership brand of sort of their face to others, what others recognize in them as leaders, and to choose an area for their own development. And then with in groups of three, they're each assigned to triads. They work with each other during the year to move themselves forward in actions that they specified to meet their goals of doing an even better job of showing their brand of leadership to others and to themselves as well. And so yesterday, I would say we gave them the opportunity to stand in front of the room for a few minutes and to and they would say, I made them do it, but to let the other folks in the room know how they had done and in their leadership plans. And every cohort does a good job at describing those things. These folks did, I've been doing these leadership programs for the federal, state, local municipalities for 20 years. These guys just blew me away yesterday with the things they had to say about not only about how they had come to understand themselves better, but also how they had come to understand other people better and being hit by realizations such as, oh, other people think differently than I do, which I think is an important insight. And we're not all of us realize that. But the way that they described their journeys was it was really moving. And Emmett talked a little bit yesterday with them, and he said that there's some kind of magic in this year's class that was hard to define. But I think we all felt it yesterday when those folks were giving their presentations. It's just been such a privilege to work with Game Fish and Parks these past few years and really see Emmett's and Jeff's commitment to the process and commitment to supporting us and helping us do the best job that we could for you. So I wanted to thank you all for that opportunity and commend this year's class to you. Thank you.
I'm just going to close things out, but as Tori mentioned, had the opportunity again yesterday to sit in with the group, and this morning again with Secretary Roebling, and Secretary kind of hit it out of the park today. I want to compliment his presentation with the group and the connection with them. As Tori mentioned yesterday, we really got the sense during their presentations that they had made a great connection. They obviously accomplished the establishment of trust amongst their group was something I hadn't really fully witnessed, I don't think, in some of the other cohorts, but that's a real key for their future relationships with the folks that were in their cohort. And if they're comfortable reaching out and talking maybe some tough conversations with some of their peers across the department, it's going to be bode very well for them and their journey ahead as a supervisor, as problem solvers, and really as public servants for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. So I just want to close out by saying to my partner, Jeff, thank you. We had a great time doing this. Jeff and I, of course, along the way, we learn a lot as well. And we've been engaged in leadership development ourselves and attended a number of classes. But it was really, I think, rewarding for us both to see the development in the employees that took part in our leadership development program. So I want to thank the graduates for putting in the time and for all the presenters that we had from the department come and share perspectives and stories and really I think challenge the leaders to continue on their mission with the department. And if so approached, we hope they'll maybe even continue to take on greater and greater leadership roles in the future. So with that, Madam Chair, I'll ask you and Secretary Roebling to join Jeff and I and Tori, and we'll present the certificates to the group. Most of them are in the room. I think we're missing a couple, but anyway.
You're good.
Line up in alphabetical order of the high.
One last challenge.
All right.
Or height.
First recipient and participant I want to call up is Jody Bouchard. Next, we've got Cody Conlon.
Jody, they went to bed.
Next, we've got Alex Elias. Next, Lacey Elrod. All right, next, Casey Hyrum. Next, we got James Henning.
First time I've seen him with his hat off.
Andrew Gaffman. Yeah, all right. Next from the outdoor campus, Paige O'Farrell. Ryan Pearson. Al Potter. Brian Rayner. Next, Cody Sherrill. And David Shepherd. And Heath Stone. Last is Josh Thompson. We have two other graduates, Allie Ellingson and
Jeremy.
Yep, Jeremy Keats. And I want to recognize those and their hard work as well. So congratulations, graduates. Go out and do some good things, please.
Thank you. Yeah. Good work.
Congratulations to all the graduates. It is about 2:35.